pretty good nowadays.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Cool. Wait, unable to block calls. All right, we're not going to block calls. There we go. Who am I with?
My name's Jesse Turner. I'm with Slow Southern Steel Fabrication, and we're out of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And it was, what was the first word there?
Slow Southern Steel.
Okay, and you're out of Arkansas. Fayetteville, you said?
Yeah, Fayetteville.
Okay, cool. So you made a long trip to get here.
It was a long drive, yeah. It was 3 days of driving.
Three days of driving, and you're with your buddy here. What's your name?
Alex Duffy.
Cool, and just a bro backing you up.
He's just a bro. He was my first customer.
Oh, that's cool.
He's been helping me out some. So, yeah, he was excited to come check out the bikes. And I was like, I got another pass, so might as well.
What's your goal here?
Man, just to kind of get my name out there more, just more people. I'm a newer builder. So, really just trying to spread the awareness of the brand, you know. And
What are you trying to do with your bike? Like, what is it you sell in a way?
Man, so primarily, right now it's fairly localized for my area. You know, I'm selling to a lot of local people, but we're trying to sell primarily kind of stuff for off-road use, bike packing, that sort of thing. And so that's where most of my customers are doing, like, races like the Arkansas High Country or Tour Divide, stuff like that. So this right here is more of just my hardtail, my personal hardtail. So, but it's flashy, so I figured it'd be a good one to bring to the show.
Yeah, it's always good to bring a flashy bike to a bike show.
Flashy bike, that's right. So,
and it looks like you bent some handlebars here.
Yeah, I actually have a buddy bend them for me, but he's benders in my shop, so that's kind of the trade. I was like, you can work from my shop if you bend me some bars. So he bent these like less than a week ago for me. So, but it was all to run the BMX stem. So,
like you just wanted to 7/8 bar because you have a thing for BMX stems.
Yeah, well, this one is like the Odyssey Elementary, so they haven't made it since like for 15 years, you know, or whatever. But I found it back from my BMX days. I still had it, and I thought it was unique and it's cool stem. I was like, I should run this again. It sucked as a BMX stem, so it always slipped bars bad. So,
well, there's got to be something. What's the deep reason? I mean, to bring back 15-year-old stem and intentionally bend some bars for it, you've got to really want to use that stem.
Yeah.
Like, do you really want to use that stem?
It's just very unique. I was like, man, you don't see anything like that really with the one-piece wedge design. They're out there, but it's not as common, you know, especially with this one, clamps the steer and the stem or the bar at the same time. And then the rest of it, I was like, man, I want to put BMX parts on this bike, as many as I could. So I went with the profile hubs.
It gets you stoked out.
Profile cranks. Yeah, and it feels nostalgic to me. I'm like, I don't really ride BMX anymore, but that's what I feel like when I'm mountain biking. Pretending I'm a little.
Well, it's cool you're using profile, but machined cranks.
Yes.
You know, that's nice.
And they're not light, but they look sick, I think. So that's where they're on there. So, but.
Okay. What else stokes you out about the bike that you have in front of us?
Man, I would say it's just kind of, in my opinion, where we're from, the trails, this would be considered kind of encroaching on a trail hardtail. It's only a 120 fork. It's not, it's XC by most standards, but for me, it's kind of where we're at, it's a little more of a trail bike. So for me, I wanted like a bike I could ride all day and all that, but still have a lot of fun, hit jumps on it, do all that. And so, yeah, for me, this is just kind of my toy. So, yeah.
What's your favorite part about making bikes or designing bikes?
Ooh, I just like being creative, using my hands, trying to make money doing it. So, not having a boss, that's pretty cool. So, yeah. So, my happy place is in the shop with my head buried, TIG welding. So, that's what it's all about for me. So,
well, I'm sure you're a good welder if you can make this go. Let's see. I'm trying to look around over here about what you're doing. Got some big tires. I haven't ridden in Arkansas yet, so it's hard for me to guess, but it's a fairly flat state.
I mean, it's hilly, but it's short, steep hills where we're at. We're in like the foothills of those Ozark Mountains.
But they roll. So. They're not straight up hills. They're like rolling
hills. It's surprisingly pretty pitchy out there. You can get a lot of elevation, similar to some, you know, places in Colorado and stuff. You'd be surprised, the elevation per mileage is pretty similar, but instead of getting it all out of the way in one climb, it's
30 of them, you know, little ones. So, yeah.
If a dream customer walked into your booth and wanted to order a bike from you this weekend, what would they be asking for if you were like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to build that bike. This is the greatest thing ever.
Ooh, definitely. Probably a hardtail or a gravel bike. Someone who's just trying to squeeze the biggest tire possible. I like doing that. And then someone who's got some special requests, something new, exciting that I haven't really done. So, you know, they want this random braze on here. They want to figure out this mount, you know, integrated, whatever, you know. I like figuring that stuff out. So,
awesome. I hope you have a great time this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
Great to meet you.
And, oh, gosh. I got to figure this out.